The first reason is the fact that the Catholic Church has seven sacraments, all seven sacraments which the Lord intended his followers to have. These sacraments are the streams of grace that flow from the cross of Christ. These sacraments help us to enter into a more real, living, intimate, personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are seven sacraments in the Catholic faith. We have all seven. Some denominations have two, others have a few more. But we have baptism, confession, Holy Eucharist, confirmation, matrimony, holy orders, and anointing of the sick. What is a sacrament? A sacrament is a visible sign instituted by Christ to give us grace. So Christ established all seven sacraments. I just want to highlight a few of these. First, of course, is called the most blessed sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ under the appearances of bread and wine. Jesus is truly present in his glorified, resurrected body under these appearances of bread and wine. Scott Hahn, one of the great Protestant ministers that has become Catholic, said that for 30 years as a Protestant and as a minister, he loved the Lord, he loved the Bible. But when he read the Bible, it was like reading the menu. But now that he's a Catholic, he can not only read the menu, but he can partake in the banquet. He can receive the Lord in Holy Communion. So the Jesus he's been reading about for 30 years, he can now receive in Holy Communion. That's how we receive our Lord and Savior, not only every Sunday, but even every day, if we wish to attend daily Mass and daily Holy Communion. The Our Father says, give us this day our daily bread. Realize that Jesus meant what he said at the Last Supper. He could have said, this represents my body, this symbolizes my body, this reminds you of my body, but he didn't say that. Jesus said, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. Jesus is God, the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He can neither deceive nor be deceived. If he said, this is my body, we take Jesus at his word. It truly is his body and it is his blood. Read John chapter 6, the great chapter in Scripture, Jesus' longest teaching in Scripture, where he says six times, my flesh is real food and my blood is true drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink my blood, you have no life within you. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When the apostles and the disciples said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? He let all his disciples go because Jesus would not water down this teaching that he would give us his flesh in the Holy Eucharist. At the Last Supper, the great miracle took place. Read 1 Corinthians chapters 10 and 11, where St. Paul talks about the Lord's Supper and not receiving the body and blood of the Lord unworthily. If it was only a symbol, how could we receive the Lord unworthily? But it truly is the body and blood of Christ. Therefore, Paul tells us to only receive the Holy Communion, the Eucharist, with reverence, respect, and being able to see the body of Christ present in the Eucharist, to know that the Lord is there. Well, where in Scripture can we show that this miracle makes sense, the great miracle of transubstantiation of the Holy Eucharist? Well, take a look at John chapter 2, the wedding feast of Cana. When Jesus worked that miracle, he showed he had power over wine. Then when Jesus multiplied the loaves and fish, he proved he had power over bread. When Jesus walked on the water and rose from the dead, it showed he had power over his body. On the way to Emmaus, Jesus was truly there, but in disguise. The disciples did not recognize him. And also realize, in Scripture, when Jesus worked a miracle, when he spoke, his words took effect. When he said, Lazarus, arise, Lazarus came back from the dead. When he healed the crippled or the lame or the blind, when Jesus spoke, nature listened. He calmed the storm. He could heal the ill. So when Jesus spoke at the Last Supper, he took all these miracles and rolled them into one. He had already proved he could change water into wine. He could multiply bread. He could walk on the water. He could be there truly present, but in a different disguise. And then when he spoke, his words became reality. So the Last Supper was when all these miracles were rolled into one. So when he said, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," it truly became the body and blood of Christ. Now this great miracle occurs at every Catholic Mass, where Christ is truly present under the appearances of bread and wine. We as Catholics believe that there is only one sacrifice, that Christ died once for all. The Mass is not a new sacrifice. It is the one and same sacrifice of Christ made present to us here and now. So that's the beauty of the Mass. Calvary is made present to us here and now, and we get to be present at the Last Supper in Calvary. Time and space are pushed aside, and we're made present at the one sacrifice of Christ. I encourage you to visit a Catholic church, to walk into that church, look for the tabernacle, look for that candle that will be burning near the tabernacle, and you'll feel the real presence of Christ in the Catholic Church. Many of the churches near you have chapels of Eucharistic adoration, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go and spend time with the Lord and sit at the Lord's feet. Kneel before Him, and you'll experience the real presence of Christ in Holy Communion in the Catholic Church. Another sacrament, just to highlight for a moment, is the wonderful sacrament of confession, of reconciliation, where Jesus, who had the authority to forgive sins, gave that authority to His disciples and to the apostles when He breathed on them, John chapter 20, verse 20, and said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." Christ gave that power to the apostles, who in turn passed it on through the laying on of hands to the bishops and to the priests down to this day and age. Confession is a wonderful gift. God wants us to use it. Jesus established a sacrament. He wants us to make use of this wonderful, wonderful gift of confession. When we go to confession, we are confessing our sins directly to Christ, present in the priest. The priest is merely the instrument, and it is God Himself, Jesus, who forgives you of your sins in this sacrament. One other sacrament, just to highlight for a moment, the anointing of the sick. One of the best reasons to be a Catholic is the anointing of the sick. James chapter 5, "Is there anyone sick among you? Let them send for the priests of the church. Let the priest pray over them, anointing them with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick person. The Lord will raise them up. If they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them." What a wonderful sacrament this is, that we can prepare our souls to enter eternal life, to be anointed when we are in serious illness or close to death. So again, the first reason to consider the Catholic faith is the beauty of the seven sacraments.